Stepping into one of those all-white costumes, jetting off into the stars. That dream is about to get one step closer to becoming a reality, and it's got to do with a plan, I'm not making this up, to mine asteroids. The mining industry knows no bounds, clearly. Tomorrow, a new company called Planetary Resources will be launched. It has the backing of Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin, filmmaker James Cameron, former Microsoft employee and space philanthropist Charles Simonyi, and Ross Perot Jr., son of the former presidential candidate. According to its press release, the company will overlay two critical sectors, space exploration and natural resources, to add trillions of dollars to the global GDP. This innovative startup will create a new industry and a new definition of natural resources. You're as amazed by this as I am. One person very excited about this is Michelle Bannister, a PhD research student at the Department of Astronomy and Astrophysics, the Australian National University. She studies the small icy worlds of the outer solar system. Has never been more relevant. Michelle, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell me about asteroids that go around our solar system with mineral resources. What are they?
Well, asteroids are some of the leftover building blocks that didn't make it into the planets like our own Earth. So they're made up of the same minerals that we find in the crust, so iron and nickel, things like that. But they also have a lot of the rare earth elements, the things that we make semiconductors out of, platinum, iridium, those exotic types of elements.
So some expensive stuff there.
Yeah, definitely. But the thing is, there's only a certain proportion of asteroids that are metal-rich in this way. I think what they're likely to be going after in this asteroid mining program is actually the asteroids that are made of rock that's got a lot of water bound into the rocks. So if you think of the kind of slag that you find around opal mining pits, that type of rock, if you grind it up, it's got a lot of water in it. And the nice part about being in space is if you put a solar panel out, you've got the electricity to break that water into hydrogen and oxygen. And those are those building blocks that you use for rocket propulsion fuel. So if you go into space and grab an asteroid, you've got your rocket fuel already there to make your rocket go even further.
So what are you saying then, that we'd get those resources essentially to fuel further space exploration? Or would we,
Once you get your little rocket fuel factory built in space, you can send rockets to other asteroids very, very cheaply.
So we just keep going. We just go further than we've ever been before.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Eventually we'll send man to the sun. Oh, that'd be interesting. So the metals that are contained here, platinum, rhenium, osmium, I think you're talking about.
Yeah, these nice exotic types of ones.
Okay, so they're contained in these asteroids that are whizzing around, in space. How exactly would we grab them and then start mining them? That sounds like a difficult operation to me.
It sounds difficult, but there's a study just came out from the Keck Institute of Space Studies, which has... It's about a 30-person study, a bunch of people from NASA, a bunch from universities, and some who are on the board of this new company. And they said for about $2.6 billion, with rockets that exist today, you could be able to capture a little asteroid. And when I say little, about 7 metres in diameter, that would be about 500 tonnes worth of asteroid.
That is little,
and yeah.
Yeah,
quite cute. Yeah. You basically put it inside a big inflatable bag and then push it back from an orbit that's near the Earth. And then you pretty much orbit it out near the moon, so it's nice and safe, long way away from us. And then you disassemble it and take out the minerals and the water, and you've got everything you need to go.
Are there any?
If you want the rare earth elements, you bring them back.
Are there any risks associated with that? Are we going to throw asteroids into other, I don't know, things in space? I'm pretending I know what I'm talking about here, but I'm asking.
The size of asteroid they are considering in the study is one that would be so small it would burn up in Earth's atmosphere. You'd get little meteorites of the sort that people collect out of the desert. That would be the largest fragment. And there's absolutely no way with the orbit they're putting it in that it would do anything other than hit the moon.
If it's just a matter of money then, shouldn't this be happening reasonably soon? There are people behind it. It's not like they've got a shortage of money.
No, 2.6 billion if they can. Yeah, it's got to the point where it's actually feasible.
So how long?
We've got the telescopes that can now discover tiny little asteroids like this. So tiny asteroids are dark. They're
how
hard
long
to see.
Before, BHP moves in and suddenly we're a whole mining frontier has opened up?
Well, you've got one big problem is it's not really economic to bring, you know, you don't want to bring iron to the earth. It would be right. kind of a waste of time. Mm. But some of the rare elements, you could possibly think about doing that. But you also got to be careful because you don't want to flood the market on earth with, you know, tons and tons of rare elements of the kind that we only produce 50 tons on earth of every single year.
Why not?
Well, it makes things cheap, but it also means why are you doing it? If suddenly the stuff you're bringing back to the earth that was expensive, now you have 50 times the amount of it, you've just depressed the whole price.
Sure, but then maybe you could make some amazing new gaming systems or something.
Yeah, you can make a whole lot more stuff and everything becomes less expensive, but it becomes a little bit less, you know, why did you go to space in the first place?
Yeah, right, I see. Okay, yeah, I get the economic cycle of it. Michelle Bannister, really, really interesting stuff. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us today.
Thank you.
And all the best with your PhD. He's a PhD
Thanks
research student in the Department of Astronomy and Astrophysics at the Australian National University.